Actor reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to IRB English Radio. Thank you very much for joining us in a new episode of The House of Truth, Back to Reality. Well, I am Asma. I have the privilege to be your host. And here with me, I have Brother Hassanain from India and Sister Zainab from India as well. Well, I'm so happy to have you here both. Would you please introduce yourself very much briefly?
Assalamu alaikum. I am Zainab Askari from Indian Administrative Kashmir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salaamu alaikum, sisters. And salaamu alaikum, everyone listening to the IRIB English Radio. I'm Hassanain from India.
So, welcome, both of you. In every single one of our lives, there are too much of experiences, too much of examples that we see wrong deed coming from the people we have trusted. And then, as we get older, we come to understand that we shouldn't, you know, I don't want to say that we shouldn't give a second chance to people who have hurt us, but let's just say we shouldn't trust someone who has hurt us once, because there is a big chance they would do that again and again. So now I would ask you this question. Would you give the one who has hurted you a second chance?
It is hard to trust in him again. Like, once you lose trust in someone, it's really hard to, you know, gain it back, yeah.
Yeah, and you, sister?
Well, I am different over here. I would look at the circumstances, why the person betrayed me. And sometimes in those circumstances, this has happened to me.
Is there any circumstances that I was the reason,
yes,
betrayed me, she
definitely,
or he betrayed me?
I was the reason. I feel like sometimes I got betrayed, but I feel like I was the reason. Sometimes you become so sensitive towards things and you show that obsession to others, they can't breathe.
Actually, you suffocate them. You mean you suffocate
the other
people around?
You suffocate them yourself with your obsession. Mm-hmm. For example, I'm talking in terms of like you're attached to someone.
Yeah.
And then you're so sensitive as well and you're obsessed towards that person. But that person does not like obsession. That person wants to be free. And then if you're not letting that free space, if you're suffocating someone with your obsession, I am forcing that person to go and find someone else who does let you live your life freely, who does not suffocate you. And then I feel like I was betrayed. I was betrayed because of myself. So it always depends on situations. I would also...
But I would I'm
not saying it's always you are the reason you get betrayed. But I analyzed the thing. I got betrayed. Why I got betrayed? What was the reason? Where did the things go wrong? Was something lacking in her education, his education? Was something lacking in his knowledge?
So you trust them again?
Not very easily, but I won't say that I don't give a second chance.
Giving these sort of people who hurt us a second chance is usually very much difficult. And I always wonder, is there anyone who gets any good from giving these people a second chance? And then I remember the sinners, you know? We always do that to our God. He always trusts us again and again and again and again. He gives us too much of chances, and still we do that betrayal again and again. And then I say to myself, okay, if the story is like this, you have to at least look at that as an example and learn it from him and give people a second chance and maybe a third chance, because we all are human beings, right?
You know, first of all, talking about trust, I really have a different opinion related to regarding this topic.
Yeah.
Trusting people. We need to be really careful who we are trusting. There's no guarantee. And as I've mentioned, you know, it's hard for us to, you know, trust again in the so-and-so person. You know, of course, like when we have analyzed the situation, when we have seen all the perspectives, all the circumstances, and we reached the conclusion that we really got betrayed.
Yeah.
Then it's hard for us to trust again.
It's finished.
Yeah, it's finished. And... But still, it depends. Like, if it was a close friend, if it was someone from your family, you know, if there was someone close, there's still some chances that you might trust in them again.
Yeah.
But if it was someone, you know, not really close,
And you just know them for a year or a month.
Sometimes this thing also happens that I feel like I am betrayed, but I'm actually not betrayed. It's I feel like that. But the other person, the other party, you feel like this person has betrayed me, has not actually betrayed you. He feels like he has not betrayed you. I remember a case.
There might be some misunderstanding, like if you see it from their perspective.
Yeah, chances.
Yeah, you might feel that you're betrayed, but you're actually not.
You don't know the whole story.
Yeah, and I was saying, but, you know, I completely have a different opinion about trusting, is that, you know, trusting many times might lead you to disappointments.
Exactly.
When your trust is broken, this might disappoint you. There's a hadith, it's a hadith al-Qudsi actually, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, when I read this hadith, my opinion completely changed. In the hadith, what I remember from the hadith is like, he says, وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي, like by my almightiness and my majesty. Like whoever puts their trust in someone other than me, I will make them hopeless.
Yeah.
Whoever puts their hope in someone rather than me, I'll make them hopeless. Allah is saying this.
Indeed, yeah.
Because they have to come, at the end of the day, they have to come to this conclusion that the only one you can trust is Allah.
It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah,
because... And unfortunately, we betray Allah.
Yeah, Allah. Unfortunately, we do that as well. So I can hear the break is tolling right now. So let's go for a short break and then we'll be back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
This is IRIB English Radio, Back to Reality. We are talking about trust and betrayal and the thing that happens in life maybe every single day. It doesn't have to be so massive. Sometimes in small things also make us feel like we shouldn't trust people. We shouldn't feel so much of trust toward these strangers who come into our lives. And yet, as human beings, we have to have trust in others, right? Because I guess that's the way we live. If I don't trust my friend, I cannot go on. If I cannot trust, you know, that a skeptical mind is going to make you feel like you're sick.
Yeah, you cannot live without trusting in someone. But still, you need to be careful. Like, as I mentioned in the hadith, you shouldn't completely trust in someone. That any time, the opposite can happen.
Exactly.
You know, I feel that, you know, these few terms are related with each other. Like, trust and expectations.
Yeah.
And having hopes.
Expectations.
You know, trust leads you to having expectations.
Yeah.
And expectations leads you to disappointments.
Mm-hmm.
Because when your expectations are not fulfilled,
yeah,
they lead you to disappointments.
Exactly.
So if you, like, as I said, that, you know, you cannot live without trusting somebody, that, you know, if you go to a restaurant, you buy food and you don't know who the chef is, who the cook is, but you buy the food and you still eat it.
You trust them and you eat it.
You trust it. Like, if you don't trust them, there might be poison in them.
Yeah.
So you cannot eat it, right? So there need to be some amount of trust.
You must be fluctuating always between a trust and a distrust.
Yeah, so you apparently trust people.
I get reminded of this Kashmiri line, which says, "Sir, the secret should be told to the one you know, not to the one you don't know at all." What the poet means in the further lines is God. It says that you have only known God who has never betrayed anyone. And all the people around you never know what's going on in their minds. So you don't know them, basically. Even if you know them, but you don't know them. Because you never know. Can you read minds?
No, of course. But I wish I could.
So again, we should trust only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Again.
So there's hadith.
We get back to reality that trust should be put only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
We can relate a hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen with this quote. Keep some secrets to yourself.
Yeah.
Even if he is your best friend, do not reveal everything.
Every single
thing. Just don't expose your whole self.
Mm-hmm.
Because why? There are chances that someday he might not be your friend.
They would turn against you.
Yeah, they would turn against you. So what does it mean?
And then your worst enemy becomes your closest friend.
And one of the poets puts it so beautifully in Urdu. He says, I always used to do talk about this beautiful person first, and then I used to introduce myself to people. She or he was always on my top list to introduce people. Like when people would ask my introduction, I would give her introduction first or his introduction first.
I put my friends first.
Which means I was very close to the person, mm-hmm. and I had revealed so many things. And in the end, that person became my rakib, became my enemy, one who was my razna, who was my secret keeper.
So
we need to be careful over here. So this again, hadith says that, you know, he might turn against you someday. What does it mean? It means that, you know, you cannot completely trust even your best friend.
Yeah, just like blindly.
There's a red line. Everything mm-hmm. has got a red line.
You're giving weapons into the hands of someone, exactly. Which can actually, he can take that back and shoot you tomorrow with the
killing weapon, of course, not just hurting weapon. Yeah. You're giving them the entire thing. So I would put it this way, from the very beginning, we shouldn't trust in order not to feel hurt in the end. Because just as the brother said, expectations also are just a great deal of problem in the middle. When we start to trust people, then we have too much of expectations from them. But unfortunately, most of those expectations come out to be wrong. So again, let's go for change of mood, and then it would be the final part of today's discussion. Dear listeners of IRB English Radio, back to reality it is, and we are coming to this reality that we shouldn't trust people from the very first point in order not to give them a second chance or a third one or whatever. But still, there are some... Is it kind people that are more prone to this sort of...
I wouldn't say kind, Sister Asma. I would say innocent people.
Naive people.
Innocent people don't know about the real colors of the world. Uh-huh. Who have not seen yet, who don't have enough knowledge about that. Like in the hadith, we have been informed, we have been instructed. I remember I met this lady at Jamgaran in the mosque, and she was a teacher. She was a very good professor, and I told her, could you help me with one thing? I trust people very easily, and then I get hurt in a very bad way. What can I do? And then there was a packet in her hand. She told me, can you actually rely on this packet and sit? I said, no. She said, why? What will happen? I said, it does not obvious. Have the potential. It does not have the potential that I lie on it. She was like, then what is the thing that you can lie on? Like, is this wall, does this wall have the potential? I said, yes. So she said, always, you know, there are walls. For example, sometimes you rely on a wall.
You can even barely trust a wall.
She said, sometimes even these walls, you never know when any of the bricks is going to come and fall on your head and then break your head.
Yeah.
And this is sometimes, this wall is family. This packet is nothing. These are the friends and, I don't know, the outsiders. And the wall, which has a chance that its brick will come out and fall on your head, it's the family you're living in. The only strong wall you can actually rely on is the mom of your time. If your heart is so much full with,
True.
Pain and all,
yeah.
Talk to your imam. That way you won't actually go and try to find every third person and tell your heart, speak your heart to. Sometimes it's like, it's not all about trusting. We are filled so much. We want to talk to people. We want to actually take out this pain, but yeah. We don't know who to talk with.
We never know what's going to happen next.
Exactly.
So it doesn't mean like we just said, keeping hands in hands. So we can determine and we can work for... our next steps in advance. We need to put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Never trust people blindly.
Never trust people blindly. And even if it's your best friends or your relatives, there has to be a red line. Like, until what limitations can you trust in them?
Yeah.
Until what limits can you trust in them? You can completely trust only just in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam.
Yeah, and that's it. I guess that's the whole story.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
We need to be prepared for anything.
Since our topic was that, are you trusting again the people who betrayed you? If you're actually forgiving them and then trusting in them again, they should not feel like We did nothing. You should show your discontent in one or the other way. Mm-hmm. Even if you're forgiving them, even if you're trusting them again, you should show that discontent, that betrayal that happened to you before, so that they feel regret. They realize, yeah. They should not feel like, all right, it's okay. Now I got a power to do anything.
Exactly. So that's it. Thank you. Thank you both very much. And thank you, dear listeners. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي let the ummah rise again يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا Let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.